Hi guys, and welcome to Talk the Truth. I'm your host Patrice, and I'm here to talk to you about a few things that's been happening for the past week, or for the past month. So we still dealing with this coronavirus thing right now. We're still going through it right now. There's 3 million American currently with the coronavirus. And we have 137,000 people that currently died from the coronavirus in America. So that shows you that we obviously don't have nothing under control. The coronavirus is currently taking control over the country. You see what I'm saying? And 2 days ago, I've heard that there is currently a company that have the vaccine for the coronavirus, and the vaccine is in the last stage of trials, so they would have the vaccine soon. With that being said, that doesn't mean that it cures the coronavirus. It just means that you get a shot like the flu shot, and then which that would mean that you get the coronavirus and then you will develop the immunity, just like what they're doing with the influenza. They give you the influenza and you develop the immunity over the flu season. So it's the same thing. They give you the vaccine and then you develop the immunity and your body fight off the build soldiers up to fight the disease if you should catch the disease. So that doesn't give you a cure. It's not a cure, it's just a treatment, or it's just like a vaccine, like a regular influenza vaccine. And you know, that's gonna mean that it's mandated for medical people in the medical field, you know, people who are working in certain public places. It's gonna be mandated for them to get the vaccine. Those people are not gonna have choices on whether to take the vaccine or not, you know. And we know now that all over the world, coronavirus have taken over a lot of these countries, and that is the process right now. Currently, a lot of people, it's summertime, and a lot of people are trying to leave their house and go outside, you know. So a lot of people don't want to be in their house in the summer. People want to be outside, and we're going to have a heat wave this week. So I don't know how is that going to work out with those people. American people need to take this coronavirus very seriously. Even myself, like sometimes I feel like, you know, the media, because the media is controlled, you know, and they get paid to put out what they want to put out and how they want to put it out. And the media have a big influence on people. And I felt like this pandemic been going on since March for us in America. So I'm saying it's been going on since March. Since the end of February, March, and I felt like if we had like a real leader or a person that do give a crap, we wouldn't even be in this position. You see what I'm saying? And at the time when I looked at the whole coronavirus scenario, I was saying like, why is it every day that we get a and it's on the news, coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. And, you know, and I've come to realize that sometimes you have to left certain things unsaid. But I feel like with the whole coronavirus, a lot of countries have, you know, dealt with it because they have a good leader. They dealt with it in a good way, you know. They took control over the disease and made mandate that everyone wear facial covering. But for some reason in America, we never can come together. America is not unified within the country. There's no unity in this country, you know. And I don't know if it have anything to do with race or cultural differences or whatever, but for some reason, people can never come together in this country. Why is it that black and white and Indian and Chinese and everybody cannot come together? Why is it that everybody have to be separated and feel like, okay, we're over here, so don't worry about us. We over here, don't worry about us. So I'm saying, this haven't been a unified country in a while. And I felt like if we had a great leader, maybe we wouldn't have 3 million people with the coronavirus. Like, out of all of the country, we have 3 million people with coronavirus. You know, look at Canada, look at little tiny Jamaica, you know, took control, only have 9 deaths or 10 deaths. You know, and they were able to do contact tracking and take control over the coronavirus and not have it spread throughout Jamaica, like here. You see what I'm saying? And not because you the boss of a top-notch company, that don't mean you can't ask for advice from a little small business owner. Like, the man need for just, like Trump need for just chill, man. And during this pandemic, in my advertise Goya, because the Goya owner saying good things about him. Like you think that people wanna watch you have a commercial for Goya and talking Spanish and all this crap? Like, ain't nobody have time for that. Like, he doesn't see that people aren't working and people are losing their lives and people are actually losing loved ones and actually trying to figure out how are they going to bury their loved ones. You see what I'm saying? Wives are trying to bury their husband. Husband is trying to bury their wives. Kids are trying to bury their parents. That's what I'm saying. Moms are trying to bury their kids. Like, he doesn't see this. And he doesn't see how it's hurting the country. And it's actually looking bad on him. That's what I'm saying. And America always be like, I'm American. We could do this. We could do that. But at the same time, like, it looks bad. It looks bad. It looks bad, and nobody want us in their country. Nobody want us in their country when you're having 3 million people that catching this disease. No, they don't want us there. You see what I'm saying? And I'm talking about Trump. But I don't even know if Joe Biden is even a good fit to run this country either, because he's on another baloney. You see what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like, I don't know. Like, we need to just live in this country. Just live. Like, survive and live. Like, if you haven't thought about your survival mode or get into your survival mode, well, now is the time to start thinking about that, because it's either we're gonna be suffering from a disease or we are going to be suffering from racism, one after the other. It's either racism or the disease. And that's what's trending in this country right now. You know, and the fact that Joe Biden is going to say that he's not going to immune police. He is going to keep police immunity, meaning that if we vote for him and put him in power, he's not going to do anything different than what Trump is doing or what any other president have done. You know, he's going to keep police immunity because I guess they don't want to spend no money, or they don't want themselves, I guess, the law to look bad, which it already does look bad. You see what I'm saying? It does look bad on them, but they don't want to face anything. So them rather know say, if our police kill an unarmed black man or try to arrest an unarmed black man, and he end up strangling him or do something to him and he succumb to his injury, they don't want to stand responsible for that. You see what I'm saying? So the fact that he's saying that, it just tells you that he's not willing to change anything. And we all should have known that he wasn't gonna do anything else because he's another white man. You see what I'm saying? And it's crazy to me that black people are still looking for white people to make a change and to do anything different. You know, it's just sad that either way we are going to die. We are going to die through police brutality, or we are going to die through this pandemic. You know what I mean? And I think the country is more worried about the pandemic more than police brutality. You see what I'm saying? And Trump made a statement. I mean, not really like a statement. Like he was, he had an interview, and the interviewer asked him like, what his thoughts on police officers killing black men, young black men. And his response was that they also are killing white people. White people are dying. What kind of question is that? They also are killing white people. But are they killing unarmed white people? That should have become her next question. If I was the one asking him the question, I would have asked, so you're telling me they're killing unarmed black people? White people. They're going in white neighborhoods, and whenever they're walking along the street, they terrorize them and arrest them for no reason at all. And in that process of arresting them, do they end up killing them? And hear what his response would be. Because of course, white people are gonna get killed by police because they make up 70% of this country. Like, how much percentage of this country black people make up? 70% of this country is white. You see what I'm saying? And white owns more gun than any other race in this country. So of course they're gonna have more problems. They're gonna, if anything, they should be arrested more, or, you know, terrorized more, because they make up most of the country and they own more firearms than any other race in this country. So I think that his statement should the question that the reporter asked him should have follow-up question after that. Like, they should not allow him to just answer and just be like, okay, white people do too, and that's it. No, them should also have a follow-up question with whatever answer he gave. But that's why they only make white people ask him question, or his own kind, you know, his own people question him. So once he give that stupid ass answer, they just like, okay, next question. You see what I'm saying? But you know, it's crazy what's going on in America right now, you know. And it's, we have to talk about, you know, what's going on. We have to be aware of all the things that have been taking place, you know. And my opinion is that we need to start holding these people responsible for all the things that they have done and are doing. We need to hold them responsible. And a lot of us aren't holding them responsible, whether we're black, whether we're white, whether we're Chinese, whether we're Spanish, whether we're Indian, whether we're from any race, religion, creed, or anything. We need to hold these people responsible. You see what I'm saying? Just like all them old Nick Cannon responsible. You see what I'm saying? They hold Nick Cannon responsible faster than anybody else that I've seen, that I've known, that I know of. You see what I'm saying? And me personally, when I listen to what Nick Cannon had to say, I don't think he said anything terrible like what Donald Trump say, what any other person says, like any other white folk says. You understand? They hold him responsible so quick. It's ridiculous. You see what I'm saying? It's like they're like, yo, I'm waiting for him to say, to even mention anything. Like, you know, like, it's just like what happened in Tulsa. Like, you have like a bunch of white people that was like hating on blacks so much, you know? They were hating on the black people. Yeah, they were hating on the blacks so bad, you know what I mean? And that's why a lot of people lost their lives and houses were burned down and stuff like that in Tulsa. So it's the same thing them come and them do to Nick Cannon right now, you know, because I guess Nick Cannon went and Nick Cannon did some research, because as you all know or may not know, Nick Cannon is going to school. He's in college, you know, he's doing psychology and stuff like that, you know, in college. So with Nick Cannon doing that, I guess he ever found out that black people was the first set of Hebrews. And he were discussing on his podcast about the Hebrews, and you know, and he was talking about white folks and the way how he was saying they were the they were animals, they were living in mountains, they were living in hills, they were living in caves, and you know, they were like savages and like animals, and you know, they were acting like animal type creature. Because really and truly, they paint us black people as the creature and as the animal, You know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing against another race or another person's religion or whatever they do. But at the same time, if a person, why you guys have a problem with the man to tell the truth? If he's telling the truth, why you guys have such big problem with it? It's not like he was out there talking about hate and stuff like that. He was not talking, he was not spreading any hate message or any hateful message against anyone's religion, against anyone's race, against anyone's background, against anyone nationality. He was not spreading any hate against anyone. He was just talking about black people, and he was saying that, you know, whites are jealous of our melanin, you know what I mean, and how, you know, they talk about us being animals and stuff like that when they are the true animals, you know. And I have come to realize from seeing what happened is that they are allowed to call us all different kinds of names and stuff like that, but once one of us say something about one of them, they have a problem. You see what I'm saying? And the thing is that Nick Cannon have a white boss. You see what I'm saying? And we already know white people with money have all the powers. So the network that he was working for, Viacom, the owner, the white owner, which he went to, and I guess he said he apologized to her like 2 times to let her know, like, he's not anti-Semitic. He wasn't spreading any hate against Jews or anything like that, you know, and whatever. But with all of the $1 billion that he had to their company and their franchise, that didn't mean anything to them, you know. There was like, oh, we gotta fire you. You know, you can't work for us because you look at us as animals. And if you look at us as animal, why you wanna work for a white woman? You know, and Viacom is a part of CBS, you know, CBS company, and they were like a merge company, and then Viacom decided that they want to go separate because it used to be called Viacom CBS, but now it's called Viacom only, and CBS is CBS. And we also know that is the that is a part of the reason too why what the black guy name, I'm trying to remember his name, oh my god, I remember his name right now. I'm trying to remember his name. The black man that's currently in Bill Cosby. Yes, that is the reason why Bill Cosby is currently in jail for rape or, you know, all these charges that he has. Because at one point in Bill Cosby's career, he wanted to buy the company, CBS, and, you know, they obviously find a way to sink Bill Cosby, because at one point Viacom was up for bidding, you know. And a lot of these companies like Westinghouse, 7-Ups, they all link to CBS, and Bill Cosby wanted to be take part of the ownership of CBS, and they weren't trying to have another black man be a part of their company when it's white owned. You see what I'm saying? So it becomes, yeah, I guess, I don't remember her name. I think it's Marissa or some M name. I don't remember her name. She bought the company for like 500 million. She won the bid for like 500 million. So now she's the owner of Viacom. And, you know, they own BET. So when people are talking about BET, is black, is a black televised television or whatever. It's not. You know, they only use black people to make money. You see what I'm saying? CBS, Viacom, they only use black people. MTV, it's Viacom also. VH1, that black people watch all the time. You know, it's Viacom also. So, that shows you and that tells you that it's a lot of money they are making. They're trying to make money from blacks because guess what? Black people watch TV more than white folks. You see what I'm saying? So what them do? Them bring up Love and Hip Hop, right? And Love and Hip Hop, who sit down and watch that? Black people from all over the world sit down and watch Love and Hip Hop. You see what I'm saying? All those other shows will come after Love and Hip Hop, T.I. Family Hustle, all of them shows there that comes on VH1, those reality shows, all the reality shows on Teen Moms, all the reality shows on BET, or all those other shows that you guys love on BET, movies that you love on BET, those black movies. They the one that making all that bread from that. So what them do, them feed off of the black people, you know, and a lot of things we're not educated about. A lot of people don't know this, you know. They're not gonna go and like, yo, let me see who own MTV or who own VH1 before I watch this movie. A lot of people don't do that. So I'm saying, me myself, I don't do that. But since what happened to Nick Cannon, I have looked into it and I'm like, wait up. Yeah. Cause even me myself did own a Westinghouse TV. I still do. I own it for like 3 years or 4 years. I have that Westinghouse TV. You see what I'm saying? And they all are part of obviously the problem. You see what I'm saying? Now CBS is saying that they want to have, you know, open diversity. And I'm saying to myself, like, when I see this, I'm like, wait up. You guys wait for this to happen to be like, okay, we're going to have open diversity. You see what I'm saying? Like, them should have that long time, because don't wait for Nick Cannon to blast you and to say all this thing and all of the things and we help you guys build to be like, okay, now we're gonna do open diversity. No, you guys should have thought about that a long time ago. You see what I say? They don't want to lose revenue. So because they don't want to lose revenue and they don't want people to be like, okay, we're not gonna watch VH1 anymore, we're not gonna watch MTV anymore, we're not gonna watch BET anymore. That's why they might talk about, oh, we're gonna be now we're gonna have open diversity where we're gonna have different writers, when Nick Cannon was like one of y'all top writer. You see what I mean? I say, and that tells you that when you have that white boss, he could make anything you say can be held against you. Whether it's right or right, it's gonna be held against you. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't see what he said that was so terrible for him to be fired. Like, I didn't hear him say, yo, I hate white people, or white people should be doing this, or they should be doing that. No. They make so much money off Wilding Out, you know, because I love watching that show. You see what I say? And at first, when that show was on MTV, it then moved it over to VH1, right? It got moved over to VH1. What happened when it moved over to VH1? It used to come out late at night at 11. But I guess the ratings were so high that they had to bring the time down to 8 o'clock. And they bring it to 8 o'clock. And people, the ratings were so over the top that they don't just bring it 8 o'clock. They start to give it 2 hours. You see what I'm saying? So the fact that they might give Nick Cannon 2 hours on a specific day or 2 days in the week, that means, that tells you something. And they don't just run well enough like that one day. They will run well enough the whole freaking week if they have a chance. You see what I'm saying? But I guess while Nick Cannon was befriending the white man, they have other plans. He wasn't planning to have ownership of his context and his domain. They own the domain to, you know, Wildin' Out. So if you want to have another Wildin' Out, it's going to be, so it would have completely different name. So I'm saying he could have the same concept, but he would have to have a completely different name because the domain don't belong to him. So guys, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot right now. And for this to be happening during this time, it just justify more how racist America is. And you know how white people are planning. Yo, those white people that fire him was probably sitting there like, they tired of this whole Black Lives Matter crap. They're tired of all that stuff that's going on, putting against white folks and blah blah blah. Cause this is how those big companies, that's how they behave. You know, they act like they're with us, but really and truly they're against us. You see what I'm saying? And they want to put it out or make it look like, okay, if we're against a person that says something about a black person, we are going to be against a person that says something about white people or Jewish people. You see what I'm saying? And nobody's trying to take away from what Jewish have gone through. Nobody never tried to take away from them. The only thing people always said is that Jewish people have gone through what they have gone through, right? But and they got reparation where they could own their own school, they own their own school bus, they own their own businesses, they own their own home, they get money. And why is it that black people have gone through even worse? And to this day, they're still going through stuff. Why isn't it we cannot have anything for ourselves? We haven't received any reparation. And so we could have, if we get reparation and we could have all that stuff, then we are equal to the Jewish. Not saying that somebody is fighting to be equal to anyone, but I'm saying, why isn't it that it's okay if somebody say, yo, look at the Jewish, look at the Jews, look at the Jews. Why is it so offensive for people to say, look at the Jews, look at the Japanese Americans who get $1.5 billion after World War II? What happened to that? Why isn't it that other folks can't say that? You know, why isn't it that folks can say, okay, the Native American get acres and acres of land, you know, and money and reparation, and we still trying to fight for liberation? We fighting for liberation and reparation and we still can't get it. So I'm saying, why we can't point a finger and say, okay, they got it. They've been through some stuff. They got it. Japanese American been through some stuff. They got it. Natives been through some stuff. They got it. Why is it that black folks haven't got anything? when we have been in slavery for how many years? Over 400 years we've been in slavery and we still haven't got anything. So why we can't say, okay, I'm black, but this is where I'm coming from. They only want to teach us the textbook part of our blackness. But if we go beyond the textbook and start talking about it, everybody have a problem. So I'm saying, and that is the problem they have with Nick Cannon. The fact that he's going beyond textbook and he's talking about all that he have learned about, you know, black people and the difference between black and white, and why is it that white folks want to call us animal when they're the true animal? You see what I'm saying? So that's their problem with him. He don't want them to call them anything, you know? So he got them big mad. So they don't want him to work for them. And Nick Cannon will be fine. He got money. And once you have education and you got money, you'll be okay. So you guys gotta just, you know, be aware of what's going on and what's taking place right now. You know, just look into it, and you know, God bless you guys, and thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys are gonna are staying safe. You know, we're still fighting this coronavirus problem, and it don't seem like we're gonna stop right now. So please stay safe, guys. Wash your hands, wear your facial covering, no matter what nobody says, no matter if the president, the governor, the mayor tell you don't wear your facial covering. That's the only way you guys could protect yourself. And you know, God bless you guys, and have a fantastic, marvelous, blessed day. Love you all. Remember to follow me at _talkthetruth. And on Saturday, this Saturday, July, I'm so bad at dates. This the 20 something, I'm not sure. Yo, just come on for the live on Podbean this Saturday. Okay? Big up on yourself.